Robinson, Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May, and other leaders this week met with officials from Baptist, Sacred Heart, and West Florida hospitals, along with Northwest Florida Community Health and the Florida Department of Health. One topic dealt with the number of patients being checked for coronavirus as of Thursday.
In-house, there was one at Sacred Heart. There were three at Baptist, but of the three at Baptist, two of them were in Gulf Breeze. Four persons under investigation at Sacred, five persons under investigation at Baptist. West Florida had had one person in-house, but they had been discharged. West Florida did have 20 persons under investigation.
As of Friday morning, the State Department of Health reported 33 cases of COVID-19 in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, with seven patients hospitalized. Robinson says the city is fully engaged in containing the virus and will continue to be so for at least the next couple of weeks.
But at this particular time, based on the conversations Commissioner May and I had, it does appear that we are looking still for about another 2 weeks from what the hospitals say. We're looking to lengthen the city's time of the current containment measures we've asked for through to the Easter timeframe.
That would put Pensacola in sync with the stated timelines from Governor Ron DeSantis and the Trump administration.
Now, we're not saying this is going to be done by that time, but it is interesting, based on the data that we're having and the discussions we had with the healthcare at this particular time, it is looking like our worst case scenario will be reached within the next 15 days. That does not mean we have a relapse or anything. That means we continue to keep the pressure on and the things that we're doing.
Speaking outside at City Hall, the mayor had praise for Pensacolians, who he says have made tremendous sacrifices in battling COVID-19.
You've changed your life. You've changed your businesses. You've taken tremendous financial hits for the last 2 weeks. If we don't continue the same thing for the next 2 weeks, those measures will be for naught.
With face-to-face contact limited, officials are working the phones and shaping their tactics against the virus. Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May says he and Robinson speak several times a day, literally by the hour.
This morning, we were on the phone with the sheriff and the Early Learning Coalition on how do we bring about 24-hour daycare to our first responders, to our law enforcement, to make sure that we take care of our children while their parents are serving us.
The county is also working to limit the number of passengers on ECAD buses to 10 and bringing in the buses to be sterilized every 2 hours. And there's work underway to alter Community Health's drive-through testing program to include pedestrians.
As we talk now, people would have to be in a car to be able to be tested. So hopefully next week we will be able to address the walk-ins at the Brownsville Testing Center. I do encourage all citizens to get tested, to get pre-screened.
There's a lot of misconceptions out there with respect to airports and what we can and cannot do. And this situation is certainly no different.
Dan Flynn is director of Pensacola International Airport. He says there are two questions being asked of all airports during this time. Number one, why are they still open during the COVID-19 pandemic?
To put it in a nutshell, it's called federal obligations. While the Pensacola International Airport is owned and operated by the city of Pensacola, we are part of the national airspace system. We are not able to just shut our facility down in a situation such as this.
If the feds determine there's a need to restrict interstate transportation, they will provide guidelines for commercial airports. Question number two deals with Florida Executive Order 2080, which targets passengers flying into Florida from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Washington State, the nation's coronavirus hotspots.
Right now at Pensacola, we do not have any direct flights to any of the focus locations. So Department of Health does not currently have personnel screening individuals at this time.
On the heels of that executive order, Governor Ron DeSantis Friday ordered that anyone arriving in the state from Louisiana must also self-quarantine because of the virus. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.